What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Wrestling World. Welcome to another exciting episode. Real quick, before we get into anything, I want to give a couple big shout-outs to these great podcasts. First up, we got the Cult Film Companion Podcast, the Maniac Pixie Weirdo Podcast, Fan in the Van Podcast, Crime Drivers Podcast, Sense of Shelf Podcast, the Midwest Marks Podcast, a great podcast, by the way, hosted by Elijah Rogers. Next up, we have Two Mexicans, One Mic Podcast, and Ted the Hillbilly Hill. And he hosts The Hill Truth. By the way, I'd like to thank Ted for the great shout out on Twitter. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. But yes, guys, check out these great podcasts I just listed. They're all great shows hosted by great hosts. So if you have a chance, follow these guys on Twitter, follow their podcast, and give them a listen. I'd like to thank you all for listening to my podcast as well. You can also follow me on Twitter at AustinBoyer25, or you can follow the Wrestling World podcast on Twitter as well. Okay, guys. Big question for you. Is Jake Paul a fighter or a fake? Now, I know this is a pro wrestling podcast, and we mainly talk about pro wrestling. But if you've listened to my episodes before, then you know I'm a big MMA fan / boxing fan. And it's just something I like to do now and then. So with that being said, what are your thoughts on Jake Paul? Do we see this guy as a fighter? I mean, yeah, he's had a few fights here and there. But is he actually taken seriously? Okay, he's fought Ben Askren. Ben Askren is a well-known wrestler, but not a striker. He's fought Tyron Woodley, another well-known wrestler, not a striker. These guys are both MMA guys, okay? Not strikers. So, can we really call him a boxer at this point? Yes, he was supposed to fight Tommy Fury a few months ago till Tommy Fury pulled out due to injury. Maybe if he would have fought Tommy Fury, maybe we would have been able to call him a boxer. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. And now, all of a sudden, Jake Paul has announced that he is going to be fighting again in August. But no opponent has been announced yet, which means we have to wait to find out who his opponent is. Now, a lot of you are thinking, probably thinking, why am I talking about Jake Paul? Why am I bringing this subject up? Well, it's for the simple reason that I don't care for Jake Paul. I don't consider him a fighter, but I want to know your thoughts. And I feel like this is a topic that should be discussed, because this is a guy who claims to be a boxer, claims to have beaten all these top guys, but has not faced a single boxer or even a single fighter in his size, for that matter. Yes, he's beaten some big names like Ben Askren and Tyron Woodley. But these guys are MMA fighters. MMA fighters. Not boxers. And they are all over the age of 30. Or should I say all over the age of 35. So, with Jake Paul, you know, claiming to be a boxer, to me, is kind of a joke. Yes, he's making a lot of money. Yes, he's getting a lot of attention, but for the wrong reasons. And until this guy actually fights a boxer, I will not call him a boxer. I consider him a fighter, but not a boxer. And in the last two fights he's had with Woodley and Askren, I've learned two things. One, Jake Paul has knockout power. Two, Jake Paul can take a punch. But again, that does not make him a boxer, that makes him a fighter. So yes, I do consider him a fighter. And maybe these two things I just highlighted, maybe that will benefit him when he does fight an actual boxer. But the question is, will he ever fight one? This proposed date he has in August, that he hasn't named an opponent, this proposed date he has, nobody knows what to expect. Nobody knows if this is going to be a legit boxer, if this is going to be another MMA fighter. Nobody has a clue. Now, at this point in Jake Paul's so-called career, whatever you want to call it, at this point, if he calls out another MMA fighter and not a boxer, like an actual professional boxer, I don't think anybody is going to take this guy seriously. Nobody really takes him seriously now as a boxer because he's never fought anyone. But if he calls out another MMA fighter for the third time, you got to think that he's going to lose a large part of his fan base. Because at this point, yeah, you've done it once, okay, you've done it twice. You do it a third time, that's saying something. That's telling me that you are afraid to fight a legit professional boxer. And I have a feeling that he will call out another MMA fighter. Because he has called out Jorge Masvidal. He's called out Nate Diaz. And even Conor McGregor. And speaking of Conor McGregor, that fight probably won't even happen because Conor McGregor has just now got back to sparring and hasn't been cleared to compete yet. Would I like to see, you know, Jake Paul fight Nate Diaz? Of course. Honestly, I would just to see Jake Paul get whooped. I'm not the biggest Diaz fan. I'm not. But I would like to see Jake Paul get whooped. But does that fight need to happen? No. Would I like to see McGregor fight Jake Paul? I'd like to see McGregor beat Jake Paul. But does that fight need to happen? No. And that fight probably, like I said, won't happen, given the circumstances. So, what does need to happen, he needs to fight a professional boxer. Even if this boxer would be making his debut, you know, with no record at all, 0-0, No wins, no losses. If Jake Paul can have just one boxing match against anybody, no MMA fighters, no NBA players, no YouTubers, a legit boxer, I will call him a boxer. I will call him a legit professional boxer. I will not call him a fighter. He will be a legit boxer. So I'm curious to see what happens come August. And given that we are in now May 3rd, so that's 3 months' time until he fights again, makes me think that this fighter has probably taken this fight on short notice to fight Jake Paul, and it could be an MMA fighter. If it is an MMA fighter, I have no clue who. Nate Diaz would make sense, given that Conor's injured and Masvidal is battling court cases for his attack on Colby. So cross, you know, Conor and Masvidal out. Nate Diaz would make sense. I would even put Nate Diaz as a top candidate. We know it's not Canelo Alvarez. Because Jake Paul hasn't proven himself. It's funny because Jake Paul says in 3 years he'll be a real champion. But he's never fought anybody. And yet this guy gets attention every day. People calling him out, him calling out, you know, top fighters. And it's laughable. One of these days, I would love to see Jake Paul get a taste of his own medicine. To me, honestly, I feel like Jake Paul will never fight a boxer. I feel like he is going to continue to fight MMA fighters just to further his name. Just he could say, okay, I beat this MMA fighter, I beat that MMA fighter. So what? He's even had a proposition for Dana White, saying that if he beats, you know, this fighter, that fighter, then he can keep continuing to fight UFC fighters. And Dana White is even considering throwing Jake Paul into the octagon and signing him to a UFC contract. It was reported by BJ Penn, by his news stuff or whatever he has. So when I say I would love to see Jake Paul get a taste of his own medicine, why not throw him into the octagon? Okay, you want to fight Conor so bad, come to the octagon. You want to fight Diaz so bad, come to the octagon. Henry Cejudo, a former UFC champion, has even proposed training Jake Paul for MMA. Which I'm not the biggest Cejudo fan because that guy will do anything to stay relevant. So, if Jake Paul is going to do this MMA thing and fight all these MMA guys and have this whole big beef with Dana White about UFC pay and fighter pay, why not put your money where your mouth is and just step in the cage? Because you've taken all these MMA fighters, put them in a boxing ring where you know they're not comfortable. You know they're not boxers, they're MMA fighters. You know you have a size advantage. You know you have an age advantage. And you know, you just, you have all these advantages in general. Because you spent all this time boxing and training to where these guys only get how many months to prepare for a boxing match when they've done MMA their whole entire career. Jake Paul is handpicking his opponents like Ben Askren and like Tyron Woodley because he knows he can beat them. Look at the age difference. You know, those two guys are fighters, but they were never boxers. Ben Askren was a wrestler. Tyron Woodley, wrestler. And the sizes of these guys compared to Jake Paul, you know, of course that gives Jake Paul an advantage. So, you know, I honestly can't see him as a fighter, as a boxer, I mean. Until he fights an actual fighter like Tommy Fury, who's been calling him out, saying, hey, let's run this back. You know, Tommy Fury, he says, I was injured. Now I'm healed. Let's go. Jake Paul was now saying he's moved on. He doesn't want the Fury fight. Why? This would be your one chance to prove that you are a boxer. Win or lose, it would be a win for Jake Paul because he stepped in the ring with a boxer. And he's proved, okay, I am a boxer. Win or lose, if you go on and you fight Tommy Fury and you go on and fight another boxer, you know, that helps you more. Right? I mean, I don't understand his way of doing things. Claiming to be a boxer, but you fight MMA fighters. How do you make a name for yourself in boxing fighting all these MMA fighters? And then saying you're going to beat Canelo Alvarez. You talk about Tommy Fury and how he's not a great boxer, but yet the guy has done nothing but fight boxers and he's undefeated. And Tommy Fury can actually fight. If Jake Paul and Tommy Fury fought like an actual boxing match, Jake Paul would have no advantage, but maybe size. Tommy Fury would have the advantage because he's fought boxers. He has the boxing experience. And Tommy Fury knows that. But Jake Paul also knows that. So the odds of Jake Paul stepping in the ring with Tommy Fury are slim to none. Honestly, at this point, I have more respect for Logan Paul, who I don't care for, but I respect, because he actually went in there and fought Floyd Mayweather. A legit boxer. Not just a boxer, but the one of the greatest boxers of all time. So do I call Logan Paul a boxer? Yes. Even though he's fought one boxer, I will call him a boxer because he had the guts to step in there with one of the best fighters ever. Can we say that about Jake Paul? Not yet. And if we ever do get a Canelo versus Jake Paul fight, that'll shock me. I don't understand why people are giving this guy fame, giving him attention, giving him anything. I don't understand why all these fighters are clapping back at Jake Paul saying, You know, fight me, fight me, fight me. Why? For any MMA fighter, what does this do for your career? You've had a career. You fought in MMA. What does fighting Jake Paul do for you? Except a big payday. It does nothing. Yeah, you beat Jake Paul. You get a big payday. But what is Jake Paul? A YouTuber. A YouTube celebrity who is making money and gaining fame by fighting 40-year-old hand-picked MMA fighters like Ben Askren, Tyron Woodley, and an NBA player named Nate Robinson or whatever. Which I don't even understand why that Nate Robinson fight was even called a fight. Or why that's even on Jake Paul's record as a win. Because Nate Robinson was not a fighter at all. He was not a boxer. He was not an MMA fighter. He was an NBA basketball player. So I don't understand why that goes on Jake Paul's record. That's not an accomplishment. You fought a basketball player, dude. Come on. His boxing record is a joke because he hasn't fought a boxer. I mean, it's when Floyd Mayweather fought Conor McGregor, you know, that didn't go on Conor's record. Did it even go on Floyd's record? I don't know. But everybody knew the outcome of that fight. Hell, Conor put up a good fight, though. You know, going 10 rounds, one of the best fighters of all time. Call it rigged, call it what you want, you know, whatever. So, you know, Jake Paul calling out Conor is laughable too. Because one, like I said, Conor's injured. Just coming back, you know, off this injury and sparring. Not cleared to compete. And yet you're calling out Conor. Saying he hasn't had a win in how many years. But yet, he's been a fighter for how many years. And he's boxed Floyd Mayweather. Conor has more wins in his career than Jake Paul. Conor has boxed Floyd Mayweather. Jake Paul hasn't boxed a single boxer. That's why if Jake Paul fights MMA fighter, Nate Diaz would make sense. Nate Diaz is looking for a fight. He's been on Twitter begging Dana White for a fight. And as much as I don't like Diaz, I would love to see him beat Jake Paul. Do I think Nate Diaz would win? I don't know. Because Nate Diaz really isn't much of a striker. But I guarantee, you know, Diaz would make it a dogfight. And Diaz wouldn't go down without a fight. And two, you know, Diaz has all that scar tissue. So a few shots, especially, you know, with striking, Diaz would be busted open. The fight would be stopped. And we see that in most of Diaz's fights nowadays. You know, Diaz gets busted open quick and very easy because of all that scar tissue. And then, you know, Jake Paul calling out Masvidal as well. Masvidal has all them court cases. The chances of Masvidal fighting are from the 9, but if Masvidal fought Jake Paul, I don't think it would go well for Jake Paul. Masvidal is a good striker. Masvidal is a former street fighter. So if Masvidal wanted to get in there and fight dirty and make it a real tough night for Jake Paul, he could. But do I see that fight happening? No. I honestly don't know who Jake Paul is going to fight. Now, there was also a call out from Jake Paul to Michael Bisping, which, again, another MMA fighter, which hasn't really been talked about in the last few days, but it was talked about just, you know, in the last week or two or so, that Jake Paul versus Michael Bisping could be an actual fight, and it could happen. Now, mind you, Bisping is retired. He's living a good life. He hasn't fought in several years, and he has a glass eye. Now, this wouldn't be a smart decision for Michael Bisping to fight Jake Paul, given that he is retired, and with the glass eye, you know, it's just not the best decision. Would that make sense for Michael Bisping to step in the ring and fight? No. What would Michael Bisping gain from this win? Nothing. Now, from Jake Paul's point of view, would this make sense to him? Of course. Because that's what Jake Paul does. Think about it, guys. Jake Paul knew Ben Askren wasn't a boxer. Jake Paul knew Ben Askren wasn't a boxer. He was over the age of 35. Jake Paul picked him. Jake Paul knew Tyron Woodley wasn't a boxer. He was over, you know, the age of 35. Jake Paul picked him. Michael Bisping, glass eye, you know, retired. He hasn't fought in how many years? Would Jake Paul fight him? Probably. So don't be surprised if we do see Jake Paul versus Michael Bisping announced for August. Because of all the talk back and forth, and then now just recently Jake Paul announcing he has a fight in August, something's up, you know. And if that fight does happen, I would root for Michael Bisping. And I never really was a Michael Bisping fan, even when I was younger, when I'm watching him as a kid. I was never really a Michael Bisping fan. But I will be a fan of anybody versus Jake Paul, because I am not a Jake Paul fan. He is using the boxing and MMA industry to gain fame, to get attention. If he cared about boxing as much as he says he does, why don't he step in the ring? It's not like he doesn't have the physique, because he does. It's not like he doesn't train, because he does. We can clearly see he trains. Jake Paul does have speed. Like I said, he does have a chin. He can take a punch. But he won't step in the ring. And I think the reason he trains so hard is because he knows he can handpick his opponents. He knows he's going to step in there with the MMA guy. And anybody he fights, he's going to look good, because these guys do not train boxing. They train mixed martial arts. They're not used to having boxing gloves on and fighting strictly just boxing. And Jake Paul knows this, and he's going to exploit this. which is why I said he will not fight Tommy Fury, because Tommy Fury has the advantage to where Jake Paul wouldn't. Because Jake Paul is the type of person, he has to have the advantage on you. Whether it's age difference, size, whatever. Experience, whatever. Which is probably, like I said, probably why he trains so hard, because he knows. He knows what he can do. He knows he can handpick his opponents. You know, it's just to the point to where it's hard to take boxing seriously anymore. And I love boxing. I love MMA. But what Jake Paul was doing to this sport is disgraceful to the guys that have put the work in for many, many years as boxers. Your Ryan Garcias, your Mike Tysons, your Muhammad Ali's, your Roy Jones Jr., your Antonio Tarver's, Tyson Fury, Dante Wilder, guys like that who put the time in. And then you got a guy like Jake Paul coming over from YouTube and fighting MMA fighters but claiming to be a boxer. And then calling out Canelo Alvarez. And then you have Logan Paul fighting Floyd Mayweather. It's disgraceful. And it doesn't make sense. You know, like I said, you know, I have more respect for Logan to fight Floyd. But, you know, for Floyd to go in there and fight Logan, for what? You know, it just, Floyd's all about the money. You know, he's all about the payday. But where's your dignity, man? If you're going to go out there and fight a YouTuber like Logan Paul, do you really respect the sport? I mean, let's be fair. Floyd Mayweather handpicked probably most of his opponents anyway. And Floyd Mayweather fighting Conor, you know, that was a good fight. And both ends got paid big. You know, Conor got a big payday, and so did Floyd Mayweather. But I think many thought that would be a one-time thing and done. Because rarely ever did you see an MMA fighter cross over to boxing. So for a one-time thing, man, everybody thought it was cool, you know? But now we're seeing it more often. So now what we thought was cool now just doesn't make any sense. What we thought was cool has now been done too many times by Jake Paul. You know, if Jake Paul were to fight an MMA fighter once, okay. Okay, fight Ben Askren. Okay, but then fight an actual boxer. Because you already made yourself a joke when you fought an NBA player. And then people probably didn't take you serious when you fought an MMA fighter. Wouldn't it have made sense to fight a boxer? A legit fighter? But no, he goes on and faces Tyrone Woodley, not once, but twice. And while it did go the distance the first time, he did knock him out the second time. But like I said, is Tyrone Woodley a boxer? No. Did Jake Paul have many advantages over Woodley? Yes, several. In a lot of Woodley's fights, he was never known as a striker. And he was known as a slow starter. If you don't believe me, watch his fights. watched the majority of his fights. They're not... all his fights are mostly wrestling. They're not, you know, a big stand-up competition. Same thing with Ben Askren. If you watch the highlights of Ben Askren striking, they're not good. Laughable. Now, if Jake Paul fought Ben Askren in an MMA fight, it wouldn't go well for Jake Paul, which is why Jake Paul chose boxing. If Jake Paul fought Tyron Woodley in MMA, it would not go well for Jake Paul, which is why Jake Paul chose boxing. You know, it's the odds of Jake Paul stepping into a cage are slim to none. Because what advantage, again, what advantage does Jake Paul have? None. Because like I said, and this is what we keep going back to, Jake Paul always has to have that advantage. You know, and he got this big beef with Dana White and talking bad about Dana. You know, and I said earlier about Dana wanting to sign Jake Paul to a UFC contract. Because Dana knows Jake Paul isn't a fighter. Dana knows that if Jake Paul would step in a UFC cage, he would get mauled. Which is why the odds of Jake Paul ever crossing over are slim to none. Jake Paul is going to continue to bash White. He is going to continue to bash McGregor and all these MMA fighters until one of them says, "Hey, I'll step in the ring with you." Because that's what he wants. He wants to get under their skin. He wants that attention. That same attention he's been getting for years. And you think at this point it would die down. But it hasn't. That's one, you know, one good thing I could say about Jake Paul is he promotes himself well. People hate the guy. He knows how to get under your skin, which is why people will pay to see him fight, because we want to see him get knocked out, which is why I say he's a good promoter. Much like Conor McGregor, who trash talks his opponents and puts on a show at the press conferences. Conor McGregor is a good promoter. So you've got to give it to Jake Paul. He knows how to sell fights. He knows how to get people talking. But until he fights an actual boxer, I will not consider him a boxer. A fighter, yes, but boxer, no. But I want to hear your thoughts on this, guys. You know, who will Jake Paul fight in August? Who do you think Jake Paul will fight in August? Will it be an MMA fighter? Or could he shock the world and fight a boxer? What are your thoughts? Like I said, this boxer does not even have to have a record. It could be 0-0. He could be making his boxing debut. Who knows, guys? Conor McGregor's back to sparring. You know, he seems to be doing well. There's a possibility he could fight in June. They're aiming, I believe they're aiming for June is what I heard. He is back to sparring. We could get, you know, Conor McGregor back soon. Hopefully he gets cleared. He does look great for, you know, a tremendous injury like he's had. So hopefully, you know, we get McGregor back in the ring, love him or hate him. Back in the octagon, excuse me. But aside from MMA, man, you know, with wrestling, NXT, all them releases, big surprise. Not a big surprise, really, because of all that has happened in the past year. with WWE releasing a lot of talent, it's not a surprise. So all this talent getting released from NXT, the one that surprised me the most was Dexter Lumis, who I thought would be a big star, who I thought would eventually go to the main roster. So it's definitely shocking to see Dexter Lumis get released. I was a big Dexter Lumis fan, not only for his time in NXT, but for his time in TNA under his real name, Samuel Shaw. If you haven't seen his work in TNA, check it out. So it's definitely a shocker to see him be released. Ember Moon has recently spoke out about her release and everything else that has gone down in her career with WWE. Another thing I like to mention about Dexter Lumis is that he has already been posting vignettes for something new. And he has now changed his name to his real name on Twitter, Samuel Shaw. So, could we see, you know, Samuel Shaw, a.k.a. Dexter Lumis, back in the ring soon? What are your thoughts on that? We discussed Bray Wyatt, you know, returning, teasing his return. I'm still waiting for something big to happen. If you haven't listened to my latest episode titled Bray Wyatt Teases His Return, check it out. I give a lot of theories to what I think could happen next for him. A lot of good theories, guys. A lot of things could be coming for Bray. Wyndham Rotunda. Sorry. It's a habit calling him Bray Wyatt because, you know, we've known him as Bray Wyatt. But what's next for him? What are your thoughts on that? Anyways, guys, if you guys want to talk some wrestling, I want to definitely hear your thoughts. Follow me on Twitter. Send me a message at AustinBoyer25. Follow my podcast, Wrestling World, on Twitter. That's WrestlingWorld25. But check out my episodes, guys. And be sure to follow me on Twitter for the latest updates on new episodes. And I will be back next week. Be sure to listen to the podcast I listened at the beginning of this episode. And you guys have a great day. And God bless. I will see you, if not next week, then in a few weeks. Have a good day, guys, and God bless. Take care.